I'm Trey Connor. I'm Associate Professor of Writing Studies at University of South Florida, St. Petersburg.
I'm Chris Burton. I'm actually a student, a senior at USF St. Petersburg.
My name's Alyssa Harmon. I'm a USFSP student, and I'm an English Writing Studies major.
My name's Emma Hamilton. I'm also a USFSP student and English major with a concentration in Writing Studies.
I'm Kathy Olinger, and I'm a USF English major with a concentration in Writing.
I'm Amber Nicole, and I'm a USFSP English major as well.
In a broader sense, I thought the communities of practice exercise was really great for kind of defining and starting to think about our discourse communities that we're all members of, and sort of like a cool first exercise to act as a precursor to the class that ended up being like a huge discourse community.
When I started going back through the wiki for our podcast today, I thought this is really where it all started, because once we did the communities of practice assignment, we realized what we had in common with each other.
I liked starting the class off with discourse communities, and I've had Dr. Connor for a few classes, and we normally start with bring a small object, which is where you bring a small object and then you interview someone else and then you write about it. But this one was almost maybe better for a first class, because it was interesting to see like different interests for everyone within that discourse community. Like, we had music.
I couldn't help but notice how many musicians were in our midst.
People do seem to be drawn to music.
Yeah. I think it's something that we can all connect to. Like, I read somewhere it was saying that music is kind of like a universal language. Like, no matter what language you speak, everyone can understand music and it makes them feel a certain way.
And the nature of just having the ability to be able to turn something like a sound pressure wave moving through air into what we experience as a person is amazing.
It is, and it's something that we don't want to render as something that's exclusive to experts. This community really surprised me, to tell you the truth, in the way that we all manifested as musicians, really, and just expanded, I think, our definition of musicianship through this idea of sound writing. We all are affected by the vibrations that you describe. We should all be able to participate that in our writing practice too, in some way. And I love the way that we explored different ways that sound weaves its way into our writerly lives. Yeah,
it made us comfortable to the point where, as writers, we were talking about very personal things with one another. We got to this level in Dr. Connor's class, and now we all know each other.
It was kind of nice to be able to like come into this class for an hour and 15 minutes and just like use music and writing as a way to forget everything else that was going around. Like, during that semester we had Hurricane Irma, and it was difficult to recover after that. So coming into this class and being able to focus on just this was a nice way to like vent and get our feelings out and kind of just ignore the rest of the world for a little while.
I think getting together with everybody and just chilling and just chilling out. It is very therapeutic, definitely.
I agree with you guys, because to me it was like the structure of the class, or not lack thereof, because I don't want to say that it was unstructured, but the sort of like jamming, freewheeling, evolving structure of the class was what really made me excited, like even with the busy semester, to get home and work on the stuff for 4311, because I felt in sound writing there are so many infinite possibilities that it's exciting to explore and kind of opens your mind, rather than, you know, an assignment that has so many parameters and so many requirements that you have to consider when you're working on it.
Absolutely.
Everything started to, like you say, Emma, started to sort of emerge, and you didn't know what was going to happen next, but you knew it was going to be interesting. It gave us a space to speak from our heart and to try to bring those complexities into the space, to me, are sometimes more challenging than the elaborate headspace logos vertigo that we usually experience in the classroom. So the way that you took that turn, and the way it sort of played out during the sensory writing on the seawall was amazing too. That was a fun day. Everybody was within earshot, so it was one of those we don't have ear lids moments that McLuhan talks about, right?
And that was fantastic
discussion of sound modality, and So everybody, whether they wanted to or not, got to hear Trey and Amber and Ivan playing guitar.
Yeah, I remember thinking, you know, I can sit here and just sort of write about what I'm hearing, what I'm listening, what I'm experiencing. And in the end, you know, Ivan basically started looking at what I had written, and he was creating an actual song, playing the guitar, just reading everything I wrote in the little short poem I read. It was fantastic.
But you took that turn, and the way it sort of played out during the sensory writing on the seawall.
That's what's so cool about the wiki, too. Earlier, Emma was talking about how she didn't want to call it not organized or not, something like that, you said. And I thought, yeah, well, it's super organized the way nature is, you know, like everything exists and it works somehow. And
here, do this, do that at this point in time, that point in time, and how many words all the time. And it's nice.
It's
nice.
I was going to say, it felt very organic to me.
Yeah, natural and very open, which is great for inspiration and just connecting with one another. Because, you know, when you go around life and you're all closed up and you're stressed out all the time, you don't get to enjoy it at all, and you're probably not in your most inspirational moment.
I think it's also as important as writers to have an open space and be able to share all of our works, because the way we get better is by reading other people's writing and helping each other with our writing. Mm-hmm. So having the wiki and the open space allows us to do just that and become better writers.
Yeah.
I think the wiki's a real mirror of your teaching style too, Dr. Connor, that you said that you went into a certain day thinking, I'm the professor of this class. And I don't think any of your, I mean, I guess I can only speak for myself, but to me, your teaching style is so much more like a catalyst. Mm-hmm. And that's how the wiki is too. Like, it just kind of is a catalyst, and there are little spots for you to jump off and explode. And it's almost like sound writing. Like, your teaching style kind of embodies all the benefits of the possibilities of sound writing. So
I feel like I learned more about life in that class than any class that's more of a textual based kind of rigid top down approach.
Yeah,
you know, I've really learned more how to be
That's
patient.
That's perfectly said, the top-down approach.
Yeah.
Day one to day,
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was.
I'm gonna expand my horizons more.
I guess I'd have to definitely just defer all credit and attribution to my teachers when you say something like that. That's all I can say. I guess maybe what you all are. What a nice transition we just wrote, too. I like the way that music and wiki were weaving them. That's really beautiful, what we're doing. It's like the past 5 minutes or so. But I guess that's maybe what we're signifying with this this handle of the resonance as the composer. Maybe that's because I would certainly. I mean, it's a beautiful testimony, and I hope that's what's happening, but it certainly is the resonance that's doing that. It's certainly something that's manifesting between us. It's this figure of rhythm, I think, is what I'm trying to invoke with the idea of resonance. It's manifesting between us somehow. I wish it could happen every day, every way like that.
This really could help change the world for the better. This could be applied to our city or to a work environment.
I think one of the things I enjoyed most is when Emma added music to Alyssa's poem.
That was my favorite thing ever.
It was fantastic. I mean, it just the music that you played to it went right along with the I guess you could say the ambiance of the poem itself.
It was fun. I was inspired by when Alex brought the metronome in. And I just thought that was so cool, like, to read his work along with the metronome.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really cool. Because that's, like, maybe not necessarily sound writing, but applying sound to prose that was written without any type of, like, apparent rhythm in mind, and finding the rhythm or maybe discovering the rhythm that maybe was subconscious was kind of a cool exercise I would never do, you know, in any other class.
It was also helpful, like, as the author of the poem, like, when I heard Emma's song, it kind of showed to me how she perceived the poem and, like, what undertones she, like, interpreted, I guess. And it was interesting to go back to that poem and see, like, which spots were the best, which spots maybe, like, needed work, or, like, how different people interpret it, which is can help me as a writer. So that was really cool.
It was cool to kind of create your own assignments in that way. Mm-hmm. Like, it's interesting to see what everybody created, what had created by the end of the semester, and how they all had, like, a similar foundation, but they were all really different projects. And I think that's the difference between this sort of class and teaching style, sound writing, wiki, whatever you want to call it, and another class. It's the difference between, like, logging on to meet a deadline for an assignment, yeah, and you're doing something because you have to. And it's frustrating when I experience that as a student, because I don't have to be here, like, you know, like, I choose to be here. It's like a weird dissonance that I feel. Whereas in this class, it's like you get excited to log on and
yeah,
and take what you're learning and mold it into what you want it to be. And you get so much more out of it than, like, a typical, like you said, top-down class.
And you can tell people feel that way because people will still log on to, like, old wikis yeah, and still post and everything. But,
even,
like,
yeah,
in my other class,
recent changes,
yeah, exactly.
Has anybody not?